Well, a good Tuesday afternoon to you as we come from DJ's here in Monticello with It's All About the Green. And Don, it always screws things up when we have 4th of July and a lot of people off even yesterday, the 5th.
Yeah, no, it was a nice, relaxing 3 days, I think.
If you like to work, Don.
Yeah, and it's if you like to work, because that's what I did all weekend long. All the stuff that's been piling up, I worked all weekend to get it straightened out.
So that's the trip to the lake. So you should have just stayed home around the pool instead.
Well, either way, I got just as much to do there as they do at the lake. So it's crazy how we create more work, more places, more things, and Mother Nature tries to reclaim it all. And then eventually, I think eventually Mother Nature does win.
Well, I'll tell you what, the weather has been hot enough where people are absolutely taking a look at their air conditioning, making sure that's working right.
Yeah, no, it's been a wild season. We're just maybe somewhat catching up, not really, but another hot spell will bring on some more. And the maintenance we all have to do yet, because, I mean, that early hot spring, what did we get, 2.5, 3 weeks of heat from nowhere? Caught DJs by surprise, and I'm sure every other company that's in the heating air conditioning business, because it was relentless, meaning the phone never quit. Everything that you put in early last year that for whatever reason didn't want to start to help everybody get up and running was a project.
Well, again, those people that listened to us during the winter, Don, when we were talking about, you know, this is the time to get your air conditioning system checked out before it gets hot.
Yeah, well, it's too late for that. It's already hot. So. But it's, I'm sure we're just starting July, and August is always a cooker, too. So I'm sure we're going to get some really hot days. Maybe we'll even break some records. But this ain't necessarily the records we want to break. But it seems like the rest of the country is breaking records.
Well, Michigan, I think, got about 6 inches of rain couple of days ago, and now today at least we're getting some rain. So
yeah, we got a nice sprinkle. I'd call it a sprinkle. I can't remember when it come down so hard you hear it just pounding on a roof. We could use a little of that too. The ponds could use a little filling up, and right now the rain we got doesn't go anywhere but soak right into the ground. It's dry out there.
Yeah, well, the farmers really need this moisture, that's for sure.
And up at the lake, I'd say the lake's down a foot. So, and the lake I'm on is a spring-fed lake, so the spring isn't springing quite as much as it normally does, but I'm sure there was a ton of evaporation in those 3 weeks to take down the lake as much as it is.
Well, at least we got a little relief here, and should be some cool temperatures. I know they got the Monticello River Fest this week. We'll be at Culver's Cruise Night tomorrow night, so hopefully we'll have good weather for that. And also the Hamel Rodeo, so a lot of activities going on.
So I think I heard tomorrow's supposed to be really nice. I mean, at least not raining. And I would take rain even, just because I think that's how bad we need it. But other than that, I like the sun to shine.
Yeah, well, they're talking, what, 80s, 70s, 80s tomorrow or so? So
yeah, so it's beautiful weather. There again, we're going into hope we get some more beautiful weather like that without cooking. But with this moisture today, you might get a little bit more humidity tomorrow. It's hard to say. The sun's going to want to bake it out and put it back into the air, I think.
And July 4th weekend, a lot of people out barbecuing, and a lot of those smart people had those camp chefs going.
Camp chef, Wi-Fi camp chef. Talk about doing some ribs and some hamburgers and some brats, beer brats. Oh, talk about good. That was a good weekend to do all those things.
Now, do you have that up at the lake?
I have a Holland up at the lake.
Okay.
And I did ribs. And I have a camp chef at home. And, you know, a camp chef is like a Holland on steroids, so it's even better yet. So convection cooking with smoke and direct fire, take your pick.
Yeah, through the years, it's amazing how technology has changed the way that people are doing their cooking.
Well, you know, it's like every industry and everything. Someone's outthinking the last mousetrap. And eventually, they get a way better mousetrap. And I think that's what happened with Camp Chef. They got a way better mousetrap.
And they had a better mousetrap, and they even improved it when they brought the Wi-Fi units in.
Oh, yeah. No, they, in fact, the evolution changes every year. They improve. They make it easier. Patented ideas like quick draw, drop to your fire pot. Are you with me? So you don't have to tear the whole unit apart. Things like that that make it easier and quicker. And that's what everybody seems to want, easier and quicker.
And that's why they come and shop at DJ's.
That's why they come and shop at DJ's. You said it, Joe.
So let's talk about fireplaces. I mean, it's been a while since we talked about that. I don't think we talked about it at all last week, but this is a time for a lot of people taking a look at some home improvement projects, and a fireplace is a great thing to add.
Well, I think let's a fireplace, but how about this? I think the barrel oil hit $76 a barrel, and now they're talking going to $100. So what is your cost of LP going to be this year? What is the cost of gas going to be? Natural gas looks like to me from a year and a half ago, it's basically doubled, and I think it's probably going to go into a triple if it keeps going at the rate it's going. So everything's going to cost more. So and for the people who are living out there with lots of wood in their property, like dead wood and all kinds of things like that, this is a perfect time maybe to add a wood stove to take down your energy bill and clean up the backyard or try and save some money. But because this year, if your heating bill was $700 last year, it could easily be $1,400 or more this year for LP. Just suggesting that doesn't look like things are getting cheaper anymore. It's called inflation. And certain things like fuel and energy are going up way faster than some other products are. So the cost of heating your home is going to get much more expensive. And when people start to see how expensive it gets, they start looking out alternatives, right? So if you do have wood, and let's say you have a pole barn, you want to heat a pole barn, well, it's very possible you could get a unit in there to heat your pole barn. Instead of trying to do propane, you could maybe do wood. Maybe you could do pellet even. But the nice thing about wood, it's generally simple. You've got a lot of people have lots of wood on their property, and I see wood laying down everywhere. So it is an energy source that heats really well. And with the tax credits today, Uncle Sam has up to, if you buy the right equipment, you got a 26% federal tax credit, and that even includes installation. If you put installation on there, you get 26% back.
And again, talking about wood, a lot of people, you know, they used to think, well, geez, I don't want to burn wood. It's a lot of work. But today with these wood burners, they burn a long time on a little bit of wood.
Yeah, we got some that burn up to 40 hours and keep your wood consumption maybe cut in half from years ago. So wood's not the worst scenario. In fact, in a way, wood is kind of unique. So if things get kind of on the stupid side, you got an off-the-grid source of heat, which really makes sense in today's world.
And a lot of different types of models that you have for wood stoves.
Correct, many different models.
So people can come in at DJ's. Again, we are broadcasting this afternoon from the Monticello store location, which is right off of Highway 25 or Pine Street, and right on the main drag here, right between the Highway 94 bridge and the River Bridge. Mentioning I-94, a little busy there as people are heading east on with all that
road construction
that's going on around Albertville.
So back to the wood, just for a couple more minutes. What time of year should I put it in? Should I put it in when there's 2 feet of snow on the roof? Pretty hard to put a chimney in then. Should I put it in fall? Very possible, but fall's the busiest time. And to get it pre-planned and pre-done and not rushed, if that's something you think you're willing to look at, you should at least stop by the store, see what's available. Bring in what kind of house you have, maybe where you'd put a wood stove, or a wood, they even have wood fireplaces that qualify for the tax credit.
All right, talking fireplaces here at DJ's in Monticello today. And we should also mention, because we know inflation is coming, Don. I mean, the way things are going up. So this is the time to really act.
Well, you know, the government is pushing electric. And so they're going to want to push up the cost of fuel. I believe that's what's happening. And so everybody goes to electric because they believe it's cleaner for the environment and everything else. And the government just came out with this tax credit because these stoves, these wood stoves I'm talking about, burn so clean that they approved them. And that's why they're giving you a tax credit.
All right. So consider that, a wood stove in your home. Again, great way to save energy and give you a little peace of mind, especially when that energy, that power maybe goes out or something.
Yeah, these don't need any electricity, so no matter what, you got heat. Now, if you would have been in Texas this last year, and you would have had a wood stove like I talked about, you would be walking around like you're King Kahuna. So, and you know what? Minnesota gets colder than Texas does, so do a little thinking about that one.
And when you're thinking about that, make sure to come on into DJ's and talk to them here at the Monticello showroom, and they can kind of point you in the right direction of some of the units that they have here so that you can really take a look at them. And mentioning that, getting back to fireplaces a little bit, I mean, this is the original showroom for fireplaces. And again, this is a great place because if you're looking for a fireplace, you can come in, see it burn. You can ask questions. You can take a look at how it's faced. All of that stuff you'll see here at DJ's.
Yep. Another thing to think about besides wood would be geothermal, because geothermals are up to 400% efficient. And anytime you go over 100%, the magic starts happening, meaning it starts to pay for itself. So you can imagine a unit that's 400% efficient, how fast it can start to pay for itself. A gas furnace just covers the cost of it. It really never pays for itself because you never go over 100% efficient. But with geothermal, you can. So there's another option to look at. Ideally, with energy costs going to go up as much as I think they're going to, you're going to see the energy savings come back to you very fast.
So if people have a question about geothermal, make sure to come on into DJ's and talk with you guys. You've been doing geothermal for a long time, Don.
Yeah, since the early 80s, so we have a lot of systems out there. And I believe today the best systems ever are being built.
And kind of depends upon where your land is and situations. And that's why you want to come into DJ's and talk with them about what would be best for you for geothermal.
And at least get an idea of what's happening. Get a brochure, start doing some homework on the internet, and start figuring out if it's something that works for you. And I think the more homework you do on it, you'll start to say yes with your head going up and down, because I do believe it makes total sense.
Yep, and again, this is what it's all about, is saving you money, and that's why we do it. It's all about the green, because again, it's about saving you money plus the ecology of it as well.
So it's all about the green. Our show's called All About the Green. So we bring green ideas, but it was basically, the green was really about the dollar bill. How in the world can the green mean a lot to you? And that means your wallet fills up with green. And so we got products like that that will actually save you money and help fill that wallet. So when you sit down, you got a little bit more cushion than you thought you did.
And along with those ideas, Don, you also have some fun ideas like this one over here, this Nordic hot tub.
Yep, Nordic hot tub, five-star rated hot tub. We got 6 in stock right now. They're hard to get. We had 18 come in. All the rest of them are gone. And ideally, if the family's looking for a hot tub and want a quality tub, come on in to DJ's and take a peek at the one on the floor.
Again, all kinds of different options that you can get with your Nordic hot tub. And again, the one that you have on the floor here, it's got some fun options to take a look at. So again, make sure to come on in and take a look at the Nordic hot tub here on display. And they can still order one, too, if they would like.
Ideally, they're out a year. So if you think you want a hot tub,
this is the time.
This is the time.
Again, it's kind of nice that you have six in stock. So again, if you've been looking for a hot tub, make sure to check out DJ's selection of hot tubs. Again, these Nordic hot tubs, which are very unique when it comes to the shell.
Well, they're made in Michigan, so you know they're made for the North. They're not made in Texas. They're not made in New Mexico or anybody in a warm climate. They're made in Michigan, so you know they're made for the cold climate, and it does make a difference.
And when we mention the hot tubs, we should also mention all of the different pool chemicals that you guys have and the experience that you guys have when it comes to that.
Yeah, we have tons of pool chemicals, hot tub chemicals, and we have computerized testing. So if you're having an issue, just bring in a water sample, we'll test it and verify that you're on the right track.
And that's another area where a lot of people are, the shelves on even these big box stores when it comes to chemicals are getting pretty slim.
Yep. I was in Menards the other day. They have no pucks, no nothing. The Frog. There goes another customer with the Frog. And you know what? He was smiling when he left. That's the most important thing.
So what is the Frog again for maybe people that don't know what that's all about?
Well, they can be for swimming pools or hot tubs. And either one works great. It's a Minnesota product. And you know what? I was going to introduce one of our new players, one of our part-timers. He kind of wants to get on the radio, right? And I'm going to have him introduce himself to the radio people. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Chase Drevlo. I work at DJ's.
And this gentleman does an unbelievable job for DJ's. He's in high school. You're what, 14?
Yes.
14 years old, and he answers the phone like he was a grown-up. Very courteous, very nice, and DJs, we just love him. He's doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. So there you be. You can call in and talk to Chase. He'll get you to the right spot. He works Mondays and maybe Tuesdays, so today he's here. And the weekends on Saturday with Don. So bring your pool chemicals in. He can even help you on that. He's very smart. He learns quick.
All right. Again, that's just like all the employees here. You really look for the top quality people, Don.
Yeah, well, you got to. I looked out the door. Here comes guess who?
Jay. Your best employee is coming in the door.
What about me?
Now, you're a little late.
Yeah, somebody can introduce me?
Yes. In fact, Jay, go for it. Tell them who you are.
Hey, I'm the turbine guy.
Yep.
And I just had a news story on Fox 9.
Oh, is that right?
And it said right across, video courtesy of YouTube, the turbine guy.
So what video did they play?
They had a boat that caught fire across the lake. And my kid got over there on his jet ski and got some film of it. We put it together and sent it to the news station and said they could use it just so they put my name up there. And Fox 9 jumped all over
there
it.
There you go. Jay's being a news reporter.
It's not the first report, but it's the first one that got picked up by somebody.
So what burned?
It was, 24-foot boat, maybe, fiberglass boat. It was funny watching the firemen trying to spray from a ways.
Why didn't they just turn the boat upside down?
Well, I guess there were 10 people in it, and they all just scattered. So I'm wondering how important it is to have 10 life jackets. If all everybody does is just jump, right? What's a life jacket good for other than to burn up for you? Have some more fire.
So did they jump?
They all went in the water and swam ashore.
Well, did they all have life preservers on?
None of them had life preservers on, but they had 10 in the boat. Where do you think those are now?
Crispy.
Crispy critter. Yep, they're up in the air somewhere floating around as debris.
So keep your, the moral of the story is keep your life preserver close.
Or stay close to shore or go boating on a warm, when the lake is warm, don't go when it's cold. I mean, there's all kinds of good lessons we could learn, Don.
Oh yeah, well we learn them, we seem to learn them every other week. We learn a new one. We
learn them the hard way sometimes. That's for sure. So yeah, no, I'm the turbine guy. I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I said what my channel was. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Have you heard of Freedom Fest?
No.
That's a freedom festival. It goes on every year. It used to be in Las Vegas. Now they moved it to Rapid City. And the biggest headliner is going to be Larry Elder. Have you heard of Larry Elder?
Yeah, I did. Isn't he on a cowboy show?
No. He could be, though. He could be. No, he's a black guy from Watts in L.A. who grew up there and is pretty adamant that there's no racism in this country and a lot of other stuff.
Well, there isn't. The racism is built in everybody's own head.
Well, and he's got a lot of good arguments and statements. And when someone tries to talk about it, he just looks at them and says, you know what? There's no colored drinking fountains anymore. There's no colored seats on the buses. Times really have changed. You know, we need to appreciate what we have. So interesting perspective, but it's a lot of people like that speaking, a lot of libertarian-minded. But Kaler and I got in with media passes because of my Turbine Guy channel.
Well, let's go back to when you asked me, the Elder Sons, you remember them?
That's the Sons of Katie Elder.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
there,
John, Wayne,
John Wayne,
Dean Martin.
That's why you asked me. I thought, well, what the heck?
No, I gave you one name. You just stuck with John Wayne.
Well, then why not?
But you're probably going to try to erase John Wayne pretty soon.
Well, probably.
He's next.
All the movie stars will disappear.
Well,
in fact, they already disappear. And I asked any kid that's 21 years old.
Oh, yeah.
You know who Bob Hope is?
Yeah.
They don't know who he is. Yeah. All those names are going to be history notes.
Well, that's the one thing that I did a good job of is raising my kids to learn all that stuff. Like, for instance, on Father's Day, Kaler and I watched a real good old black and white movie. Good acting, a lot of fun, a lot of action, you know, none of this, because the movies these days are to, like, overpower your senses, blitz, blitz, blitz at you, and, you know, that's not what I like. I like acting, you know, people who can carry a scene, the emotions you can feel, and that's what the older movies give
you. Just like Captain America.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. He grabs onto a wind turbine and he hangs on forever until he stops that blade from running.
Well, that's his job. But that's his job.
Remember the first time I seen Captain America, he jumped on a rocket and he rode it over to Germany?
Yep, and then
he went over and kicked their butt.
Yeah.
Now that was good.
You know, there's a TV show on AMC every Saturday morning, I think at 8:30, called The Batman. And it's the original Batman show, I think. And it's basically the bad Jap guys, who are pretty much white guys dressed up to look as Japanese guys, in the U.S. as spies, and Batman keeps trying to foil them, Batman and Robin. It's pretty hokey, but it's pretty funny to watch, too. You know, but that's history. It was World War II at the time. We were fighting the Japanese. What else would you say?
Yeah, well, you don't say nothing nowadays.
No, you can't say nothing nowadays. Otherwise, they're going to get mad at you.
No, yeah, that's. I don't want to even fight that mad at me type thing.
No, well, but then they win. That's the whole point.
Yeah, I know. That's why they are winning, yep. Because after a while, you just don't want to mess with what I might call stupidity.
Oh, well, but you run into that every day. I had one lady at a Christmas Eve party because I said Oriental. Say, oh, you can't say that. And I said, why? She said, well, that's you got to say Asian. I said, who told me that? I said, you know what? When I grew up, it was not Northwest Asian Airlines.
Well, okay.
So you know, I'm not going to change because I wasn't being offensive in the first place. It was, like you said, someone making up offense. When you said there was no racism. That was you that said that.
Well, there is none. It's all in your mind. You can make it whatever you believe.
Which is absolutely true. You know, and I found that out in the military. You know what? When you're in the military, the only thing that matters is you're all buddies.
And when they yell for lunch, get on your way.
Yeah, try to beat them.
Well, yeah, because there's going to be a line.
Yeah, try to beat them first. Well, we used to go to dispersing 2 hours early so we wouldn't have to wait 3 hours.
Yeah, Tan Hut in line, right?
Yeah.
I still see that line in front of me.
Oh, who doesn't? Who's ever going to forget, you know, nuts to butts, get tighter, get up, get up, get up. If you even sit down and your seat gets warm, you've been sitting too long, all kinds of stuff, you know, all kinds of stuff.
So back to pellet grills and barbecuing. This was the 4th of July weekend. This was a monster weekend for barbecuing.
Well, I bet you were busy beforehand.
Yeah, no, we were busy all season, to be honest. But as far as air conditioners, barbecues, even fireplaces, that's a little bit quiet. It's kind of off season. But the state fair comes, and it's about a month away, month and a half away. And that's when it's the start of fireplace season.
Well, yeah, that's a big sales.
And
so you can have your state fair sale.
Well, you know what? There's hard to have a sale when you can't get the units. I mean, the manufacturers are like 8 to 9 weeks out.
Wow.
It's never been like that.
That's not as bad as the year you said for the hot tubs.
Yeah, no. And that's all because they can't get parts. They can't get chips. They can't get the boards. So their hands are tied.
Yep, it's a supply chain issue, which was always a right-on-time supply chain that's been right-on-time interrupted.
Yeah, and it seems like it would be easier to correct than what it is, but it's going to be for quite a while yet.
You really do wonder why.
Well, I think because it gives them an opportunity to raise their prices.
Yeah, well, it could be government-led price intervention raising. And Joe said inflation's on the way. Has he not been to the grocery store lately?
Yeah, inflation. He's a little late with that statement.
Yeah, inflation's here.
You know, we've already had three price hikes.
No, it could only get worse. What if we get to hyperinflation? Then what?
Well, we've had three price hikes so far with the furnaces and air conditioners, and they already told us come August 1st they're going up again.
Really?
So
one more time, huh?
Well, you know what? You have 25 years of no inflation, and then you got ketchup.
Yeah, all in a hurry. But, I mean, this is way too much of a hurry, isn't this? I mean, because the prices didn't start going up, I don't know, till maybe last summer a little bit. Because a lot of prices, like the price of gas and everything, dropped because no one could go anywhere.
Well, like they can't get the steel and they can't get the chips, and then the next thing you know, they're getting outbid by somebody else, so the whole thing starts.
Well, one thing I know is the price of scrap is going up.
Well,
that's been down for a long time.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
So as Don's saying, now's the time before the price of everything in here goes up?
Well, I just know the next thing, labor costs are starting to move. And those don't go back down. Most I don't see how they go back down. Once you give a raise, I never heard it. I've never in all my years took a raise away.
Well, it's not even so much that, is it? It's that people don't want to go back to work because they've got good benefits going on from the government, so they got to start paying more to entice people out of that.
Well, plus they got lazy. When you don't work for a long time, it's hard to get up and really function. Are you with me? You get back in the cycle. It's a project. And who's in a rush to do that?
Well, you remember Obama's, I think, he had 102 weeks or something for unemployment. They extended it to at one point. And I had a friend who he would tell you right to your face, I'm not going back to work because why? I'm getting all this money. And 2 weeks after his unemployment ran out, he had a job. He would have had a job otherwise, but they were given, and he was more than happy to tell you that. Well, Joe's itching over here. He's like kind of reaching and grabbing, isn't he, Don?
Well, he's getting itchy. There must be someone that has to come on air after us.
Well, no one more important, of course. But anyways, you're listening to It's All About the Green. We're here every Tuesday, almost at 3:30, talking about saving energy, saving money, and we'll see you next week. Right, Joe?
Thank you. Bye.